Right, hey everyone, KP here with Sales Rep Radio. Pumped. That's all I gotta say. I'm stoked to be here. We're going to make this a quick episode. It is Sunday today. Have the in-laws in town and kids are making noise, having a good old time. I have a tri-tip in the oven. Very excited. So I'm gonna make this a quick one. Really, it's about six questions you must have the answers to. If you guys are in sales, if you ladies are in sales, if you are offering a product, if you're breathing, you're probably trying to sell your spouse or partner on where you want to go eat, right? Maybe it's Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. I don't know, right? But we're always selling. So Zig Ziglar always said, if you're not selling, you're dead. And I think it's pretty awesome. You know, we're always looking for a raise or, you know, there's job opportunities and we get an opportunity to sell ourselves. So you have to know the answer to these questions, and we all want to sell our product. We all want to increase sales, right? And I've had lots of points in my sales career where I have low points, and we all have those. We have ups and downs, and it's inevitable, you know, trying to maintain the equilibrium, I guess you would say, of that, and like finding that you know, way to even out those transitions, those highs and those lows, you know, to find a way to keep a level head and don't take it personal, move on, who's next, you know. But before all of that, before we even get to sell our product, before we get to make our offer, even on our ad side, there's some very foundational questions that I've found very useful, and they're about conviction. And in order to sell something, sales is a transfer of emotion. So you have to feel that way about your product. And I'm sure we have heard many people say, I can't sell that if I don't believe in it, right? I have to believe in the product. That's why so many people are in the fitness and health and wellness, because the companies obviously, you know, do have internal consumption, and a lot of their affiliates or members also purchase product from the company, which the company makes a lot of revenue off of that. However, you know, it's really about changing lives, and the whole message is changing lives, and you're changing yours, and you can help others do the same thing. And I believe we're all trying to do that, okay? And we all search in different ways on where we can search and find those products that we can offer. We're all trying to look for the perfect offer, best product, best price, warranties, all that good stuff. Okay. Now, we must be convinced before we even sell it to somebody else. And that's the basic message behind today, is behind that conviction. And you think about how many times there might have been a girl or a boy that was out of your league, and, you know, you weren't even close, and friends and people were like, dude, there's no way you're gonna get that, you know, whatever that situation is, that job, let's say a job, okay? There's no way you're gonna get that job, right? They're looking for people with a master's degree in this. You don't have the, you know, master's degree. You have 10 years of experience or 4 years or 4 months of experience and whatever it is, and no degree, but you decide to go for it anyway. Something inside you tells you, I'm gonna go for it. I'm going for it. I am convinced that I'm the one. I am going to make this happen. Nope. And it reminds me of, what was it? Dumb and Dumber, I think. There was a quote from Jim Carrey where he said, you know, when he was like, so what are the chances of a guy like me being with a girl like you? And she's like one in a million. And he's like, so you're telling me there's a chance, right? And that's sometimes all we need. So answering these core questions are going to help just create a basic foundation and maybe remind some of us on why we're selling this stuff, why we're with the company we're with, and in order to sell something, you know, it's a great reminder, and I'm sure I'm going to look back at this podcast and use this as reference. So if you guys have any type of comments or anything at all, you guys can go ahead and email me at KP. At kennyperry.com. It's just the letters KP at Kenny Perry. Perry is spelled P-A-R-R-Y.com. Or that's not how you get it. But yeah, email me there and let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. And you know, any type of sales techniques that's working for you guys, how you guys get convinced, how you guys are making that shift in those moments where you're having a low point, right? And you're like, nope, you know what? You know that you're worth a lot more than the results are being shown, right? And we work in such a performance-based industry. We can often forget and we measure ourselves by the outside world, right? We have that core foundation as far as, why are you doing this? When it comes down, if your why doesn't make you cry, right, it's not deep enough, right? You might have heard that plenty of times, heard that all over the place. So why are you doing it? Okay, so here's conviction. Is basically, a sale is made when your conviction and your belief about something is stronger than another's. Okay, we're so focused on features and benefits, and we have to be convinced at that point, right, that this product is better than others at that point. But oftentimes we can find different ways to create an offer off of the problems our customers experience. That's a marketer's dream, right? There's follow-up problems with all of our products, every single product. There's a follow-up issue. If you solve those issues, hey, I'm gonna sell this person a thermometer. Well, what comes out with the thermometer afterwards? Well, maybe some Epsom salt, or, you know, this thermometer comes with this package, or, you know, homeopathic remedies that you have in your kitchen to help reduce a fever. For those of you who don't know, garlic works for us, for our kids. We give them some garlic and usually sweat it out. But do your research. I am not a doctor. But yeah, we're definitely trying to do what we can, keep our kids healthy, out of the kitchen. But we are convinced that our kids are the healthiest kids. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, it's a transfer of feeling. So we have to be, you know, have conviction. And sometimes it's not about our product or service, right? It's about the conviction. Do you feel, you know, it's either sell or be sold. Sometimes somebody's going to say, oh, I can't afford it. And your mind, our mind sometimes goes to, oh, I understand you can't afford it, right? Or, hey, no, yeah, no, you can't, definitely can't afford it. And we agree with them. And when we can take the stance on, hey, I understand that you think you can't afford it, but I think you can afford it. You just don't need it yet. You don't need it enough. You don't need my product enough, right? If the roof was caving in, you'd find a way somehow to make it happen, okay? So urgency has to be there for that sale. But first question, all right, let's get in. So couple more minutes. And number one is, why should anyone go into debt to buy your product? Why should I go in debt right now to buy your product? Okay, doesn't matter. Sometimes I sell a very high ticket item. Sometimes there's low ticket items. It doesn't matter the price. Why should somebody, okay, go into debt and buy your product? Great question. Question number two, why should they choose your product instead of someone else's product? Okay, your product is different. Okay, it might be the same, but why should they choose your product over someone else's product? Great questions, just to have you deep dive into a product. Some might not have a product right at this moment, so this will help you get started on researching maybe a product that that gives you fulfillment on your side, right? Question three, why should someone do it right now and not wait another second? Okay, not tomorrow, not in an hour from now, not call me back. Why right now? Why should you do this right now? Okay. And if we don't have solid answers to these questions, we might not have to guess as much now why we're not getting sales consistently. Okay. So take a look at that. Why should somebody, question number four, why should somebody buy your product for more money rather than someone else's product for less money? So if your product is worth more money, and if you're the cheapest product, you must be the manufacturer of something, right? If you, and we heard that I think Russell Brunson says, or Dan Kennedy says, if you can't be the cheapest, what's the point of being the, I'm paraphrasing, but if you can't be the cheapest, what's the point in being, or the benefit of being the second cheapest, right? Nothing. So be the most expensive and provide the most value possible, and you're not, your customer base might even change. You might be attracting a completely different customer, right? So dial in your avatar. That's a whole nother podcast too. So making sure we know who we're talking to, and fine tune and aim small, miss small. Cool. Okay. Question number five. We have two more. Why should somebody do it with you and not someone down the street? Okay. Why should someone do it with you? And this isn't the company. This is you as a sales rep, or you as an affiliate, you as a person. Why should someone marry you? Why should she marry you? Why should he marry you? Okay, you're selling something. Okay. Why should we go to The Habit instead of In-N-Out? There you go. I'm gonna get a bunch of emails from that one. All right, last question. Why should someone choose your company and not some other company? So this one's with the company side. Why should they be and choose your company? Why should they go with you? Or go with your company, rather. Right? Awesome set of six questions. Really basic. If you find yourself getting stuck or it's a very simple answer, I would encourage you to ask the question, so what? Say, so what? Go deeper, right? So, you know, as far as, hey, my product's going to save you a whole bunch of money. Well, so what? Well, you told me that, you know, your kids are going to school and, you know, you guys are struggling right now with money. So what? Well, I mean, what would it do if you paid off your kids' education a little bit earlier than you'd imagined? Or what if you had an extra $200 a month, you know, 5 to 10 years from now? Or what if you were able to determine what you were going to be coming out of pocket? Whatever the offer is at that point, right? Could be crucial. This is some good stuff. I love it. So highly encourage you. So what? You can go deeper and deeper and deeper and find those core reasons on why should these people go with you? Why your product? Why you? Why your company? Why now? Okay. I hope that helps and provides value no matter what product you are selling. It's helped me out quite a bit just with being able to develop products, or also learning how to create, you know, there's such thing as offer hacks. There's ways for us to spy on our companies, on our competitions, advertising, on their budget, right? On where they're buying traffic, where are they getting their traffic? There's ways to do that. So we're all learning, and some of us are transitioning from an old model, maybe being complete brick and mortar or offline and door to door, or maybe telemarketing or door hangers and mailers, things like that, email marketing, and or not email marketing, but then taking all of that and then going online. Now doing email, right? Which I guess it still works. I mean, it's how we keep in touch, right? So just got to make sure to be a good writer, and there's tools out there for everybody. So instead of wondering what you're going to do, figure out who's going to do it. Who's going to do this for you? There's somebody out there that specializes in what you're having an issue with, and it's no longer a holdup. You're no longer stuck. No more excuses, right? So who, not what, conviction, transfer of emotion, sweet. Happy Sunday, everybody, and glad to be here with you. And today's a quick, short one. I do have a special guest coming up this week, so stay tuned, and thank you for listening. Sales Rep Radio. See you guys. Peace.